It's 9:42. Peter Foldy has joined us this morning here on 1050 CHUM. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
All right, let's get to Bondi Junction, because I remember when the record came out, and we all went, what? What is Bondi Junction? Of course, then you came around to the radio stations and sort of explained yourself with Bondi Junction. And I know what it is now, but can you tell us briefly the story about Bondi Junction?
Well, Bondi is actually a suburb of Sydney, Australia. It's where I kind of grew up, and it was where I used to take the school bus from there, which is where all the buses left from to go take the kids to the school. And it was also where all the kids congregated, you know, on the weekends before parties. You'd go to Bondi Junction and meet your friends and they'd say, hey, what's going on tonight? You know, and it's where people met people. It's kind of like the malls of today. But there's a story.
A lot more sand.
There's a story I never did tell. I was actually taking this bus to school, and there's this really cute girl that I used to see every day, you know, every day on the school. And one day I got the nerve to throw a note out the window saying, meet me here on Saturday in front of the Metro Cinema.
Uh-huh.
And I went on Saturday and she showed up and we went to the movies together and held hands. And that's really the kind of the true story of Bondi Junction. You know?
Really? And you're still happily married?
No.
Okay. It's sort of like Paul Anka and Diana, you know, is never really, anyway.
Exactly.
Well, good for you. Now, and you have an Australian heritage.
Well, I grew up in Australia. I was born in Budapest, Hungary, and spent, you know, my formative years in Sydney and then moved to Canada.
And you don't have, what happened to the accent? Did you ever pick one up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, mate. Comes back when I talk to Aussies, you know, start talking like this.
That's right. Yeah. But I've noticed that as we've talked, it's gone, and I'm just wondering, you know, if it ever does go away. I guess it doesn't.
Well, it's back there, you know, and when I go to Australia, it does come out. And see how I said Australia?
Yeah.
So certain words just pop out, you know.
Oi.
But the Aussies
Aussie,
say,
Aussie, Aussie.
Yeah, they go, God, you sound so American.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and you don't really, but to us you don't. But anyway, so Bondi Junction was this place, and this was the reason for the song.
That's what inspired the song, and who knew, you know.
All right, well, let's play it.
Well, thank you.
All right, let's play it. Peter Foldy and Bondi Junction here at 9:44 on 1050 CHUM. There's Peter holding hands with that girl.
I was young, she was fair, and I knew when I first saw her, she would take me there. She was fine, said hello, and she smiled, and she told me what her name was, and I told her mine, a hopeful sign. And we met in Bondi Junction. That is where I first found love. Took her home, I was scared. Didn't want her parents coming home to find us there in the dark. Later on, she made tea, and I thought that I would want her till eternity. But I was wrong. We met in Bondi Junction. That is where I first found love. Bondi Junction. Bondi Junction. We met in Bondi Junction. That is where I first found
CHUM and Bondi Junction with Peter Foldy, 9:46. Hey, that's where you first found love.
That was it.
We want the real story. We want the real dirt.
I can only tell you that off the air.
No, it wasn't that bad. We're just kidding you here. So that was the record that sort of launched a career.
Yes, sir.
I think so.